You can talk yourself slim. That's the claim made by diet counsellor Lee Jangali. So how important is it to get your head in the right place before you even start on your body?
I think you have to be totally committed and decide what you want and then decide what you're prepared to exchange to get that. Success doesn't just happen. You have to have a plan and work the plan. So if you really want to be slim, then you have to decide, are you willing to stop eating the sort of food that makes you fat? So if you choose to have that every day, then you are actively choosing food that's going to make you fat. But on the other hand, if you just make different choices and choose like fruit and yogurt or something instead, then that is the sort of food that will keep you healthy and make you fit and strong and slim. You get to a point where you think, this is not working. You look in the mirror and you think, look, I don't like this. I don't like myself at this weight. So something has to change. And I think you have to get to that point before you can actually make the change. And then you just make the commitment. All right, from now on, I'm going to be a slim person. So now I'm going to just make healthy choices. That's all I need to do. And I don't have to start mixing this food with that food or counting calories or nothing like that. I'm going to just make healthy choices and I'm going to start exercising again and keep that up this time, not just let it lapse.
A lot of people who talk about goal setting and those sort of things would say, well, you actually have to say not just slimmer and healthier, because there's no sort of specific in that. You have to say, you know, I want to lose 2 stone by X date, or I want to make sure I can run 5 miles in however many minutes. Do you think that is as important, or is it really just about saying I'm making some different choices and that's that?
When you start thinking I've got to lose 2 stone by the end of February, that's when everything falls apart, really, because it's like putting yourself in prison and you're counting out each day as a jail sentence, really, isn't it? If the mythical thing doesn't happen, you think, oh, sorry, I'm going to just eat chocolate again. So run 5 miles every day? No, you can't do that. You would obviously start off slowly and just walk fast round the block a couple of times. And once you get into the habit of that, you have to decide, yes, I'm going to do that on Monday and Wednesday and Friday. And then plan ahead, which is the most important thing to do, what you're going to eat for the day. Think, now, where will I be at lunchtime? Do I need to take something with me? Or will there be a canteen where I'm going? Do I need to take some salmon with me and a salad or something? Then what am I going to have for the evening meal? You have a rough idea what you normally like to eat. If you have it ready, that takes all the stress out of eating, because you know what you're going to eat and when. So there's no dithering about, now what shall I have? Oh, can't we bother to cook anything now? I'll send out for a pizza. So it cuts out all that.
And what about if you're doing really well, weight's coming off and all the rest of it, and then you kind of, that chocolate cake comes around, or, you know, it's somebody's birthday in the office and they've all brought cakes in or whatever, and you're really struggling. What do you do then?
You have to, again, decide. If you're going to choose fattening food, you know that you're going to be fat. Any food containing refined sugar does set up a craving, and it's been proved to be addictive in that it stimulates the same pleasure pathways in the brain, if you like, as cocaine and heroin and the hard drugs. So you make a decision that you're just going to cut out that sort of food, refined sugar, and substitute something else. If you've been doing it long enough, if you do day by day by day without eating that stuff, you really do lose the taste for it.
And what about the motivation to keep going? Because I think sometimes what happens is you do get to a certain size and you think, gosh, I'm so much better than I was. I'm okay now, aren't I?
Yes.
When perhaps when you started, you would like to have been just that little bit slimmer. Is that a very dangerous point?
You have to like yourself. That's the whole point, isn't it? So you have to decide which is a good weight for you that you can maintain without struggling all the time, because life isn't meant to be one endless dietary struggle. So if you've reached a certain weight and you look in the mirror and you think, yeah, not bad, that's all right, and I'm happy with that, then fine. I don't want you to think that you have to go through life being on some deprivation diet all the time. You have to find a way of eating that you can live with quite happily, encompassing food that you enjoy so that you look forward to your meals. And eating is a habit. So if your afternoon snack is always a Kit Kat and a packet of crisps and a sugary Coca-Cola or something, then that's the sort of food that sets up a craving and is making you fat. So if you can change that, just make a different choice and have a mango and a few grapes and maybe a sugar-free yogurt, just as tasty, and it won't set up a craving for later. So it's the choices that you make. And once you get into a pattern of healthy eating, it's easy, because you just think, okay, I'll just do today. That is what I encourage people. If they say to me, well, does this mean I can never have chocolate for the rest of my life? No, it doesn't mean that. It means, can you not have chocolate today? Are you willing to just make that commitment? And they usually say, well, yeah, I suppose I could do today, but I might fancy it tomorrow. I say, okay, let's talk on the phone tomorrow and see if you fancy it. And I will say again, well, do you think you can do today? Well, yeah, I guess I can, all right, but I might eat it at the weekend because I've got everybody coming for tea. Okay, let's see what happens at the weekend. And you just do it like that, day by day by day. If you get into a healthy eating pattern, then it really does come to a point where you can quite happily ignore that chocolate cake coming round and just say, no thanks, don't fancy.
That's Lee Jungerly, author of Talk Yourself Slim.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.